Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
The town of Fairburn Point is nestled near the Kirkman Channel. On the other side of the Kirkman Channel is a place known only to the locals as the Lonely Tower. A imposing presence on the horizon, something that people would best just forget. The Slard speaks to you telepathically from its mind into yours. You are not flesh.
I am metal and wood.
Strange creature. Maybe I can reproduce with you.
I look down at my chest.
It attacks.
Oh, no. I was going to be like, yeah, that should be fine. Like, I'm mostly like cogs and stuff. Just put a baby in there, whatever. Like, it's not going to hurt. I mean, it's probably going to be worse for the Slard when it pops out and instead of exploding out of my stomach, just goes thunk against the metal of my chest plate. But whatever, the frog shows violence. Let's go. I was so willing to let it put a baby tadpole inside me, Adam.
Well, then don't struggle when it does it.
Well, it's too late now. Now it's just, I mean, like, we're not striking a deal anymore.
So helpful, you're first.
Okay, he's running for me, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll just attack him. I'll just punch him. Punch him twice with, bring my fists together and, like, slam him in the head and slam him in the head.
Miss hit. It will take 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Then it is Belbarum's turn. Captain Belbarum steps out from behind where the, or steps out from their hiding place behind where the Slard is. Uh-huh. Sorry. I'm thinking of a
Strahd somewhere else. Yeah. Right.
It's far away from you. Strahd holds Pip by his throat. Kiss me, he says.
Whoa, what awesome realm is this?
It's kissing realm, baby. Kissing realm right adjacent to corn realm in that neither of them exist.
Oh, no, I got tricked into having my heart broken.
Would you
by
kiss Strahd me in corn
and
realm?
Adam. Anyway, Captain Belbarum steps out from behind the Strahd. Captain Belbarum steps out from their hiding space, which was behind the creature known as a Slard. And then, whoomp, a bolt of pure magic launches from their hand to strike the Slard.
Okay.
It misses. That was their turn.
Awesome. Awesome stuff.
It is the Slard's turn. It, once again, projects into your mind, come, host eggs.
I'll host eggs. Stop fighting.
Okay. It stops. Willing.
Buddy, so helpful, made of metal and wood.
Captain Belbarum is about to fire again, but then the Slard looks behind it and gives a gesture and telepathically into both of your brains. Willing will not fight.
Just me, not Captain. Just me.
Captain Belbarum pauses for a second. What do you bargain in there for? Do you realize what's going to happen?
Slod put tadpole in, so helpful. Tadpole grow in cogs and gears. So helpful, pop open chest plate at some point. Let frog out.
The slod nods. This deal is acceptable. The captain.
I give the captain a thumbs up.
Mate, you know it'll cause a bit of damage coming out, right?
Even if inside's not meat?
The slod stops. Inside's not meat? Then
barely.
Must also this one.
No.
You need to make a persuasion check.
Is not deal.
So inside some meat.
Inside's little bit meat.
Must guarantee reproduction.
Do I think that, like, I don't care about the slot, but do I think that it'll be able to put the whatever in me, it's tadpoles, they just probably won't grow?
You just don't know.
Can try.
Captain Belbarum, I guess, tries to help you. No, the slod shakes its head. Both or none.
I guess none, and then I'll punch it in the head.
Resume combat. It's the slod's turn. We'll come back to the slod's turn. It bites and misses. It tries to bite down on you, but thankfully you have quite a high armor class. Mm-hmm. And then it tries to wrap its claws around you. A miss and then a hit. You will take D8 plus 3. You take 8 points of damage. And then let's find out if it can lay an egg.
Heart of a positor or robot? My guts are just stone.
You have guts.
Iron.
You've got little meat.
Bit, little bit meat.
Little bit meat.
All right. It rakes you with claws, and when it does so, one of its claws finds a hole, and you hear, like, echoing within your body.
Gross.
You feel part of your plates bulge a little bit where eggs have just been pumped into you.
Good luck, idiot. My meat's deeper than that.
Then it is back to your turn, sir. Help.
Mm-hmm.
You wail.
I punch again. I'm wailing again.
Hit.
That's such a shame. I got that advanced critical. Tell me no good.
Oh, that was a critical.
Oh, nice.
Sorry,
oh,
yeah, you rolled a 19. I'm so sorry. I forgot you had a 19 or a 20.
No worries.
All right. You shin bash maximum damage and roll the damage dice again. So.
Whoa. God damn it, snake eyes. Fuck.
Wait, you can re-roll this, can't you? Don't you have an ability that lets you re-roll damage dice?
I don't think so.
Hang on.
I have an ability that lets me... I get advantage attacking it this round now for my crusher thing.
Oh, yeah, so that second attack might have also...
No,
been
I think it's after the first attack.
The first attack was a critical hit.
Oh, right,
your second attack.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, so, it's fine.
16 points of damage.
Hey, it's not nothing.
It's not far off. Actually, that would have also healed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you watch as the slod heals itself. It's Belbarum's turn again.
It's concerning.
And they whoomp, fire another Eldritch Blast.
Snake eyes!
Yes, Adam.
What's up, dude?
Drawing a blank, make a DC 16 saving throw with your spellcasting ability save on a failed save. You are unable to cast this spell again until you finish a long rest. Eldritch Blast is so important.
Oh, dear.
To a warlock.
Dear me. That's a 2, I think I can see.
Oh.
You know how it's possible sometimes when you come for it to go in instead of out?
Yes.
Captain Belbarum looks so sick.
Oh, no.
Wait.
I just realized they can fire it twice. But they can't anymore, I suppose.
That would have been useful.
Yeah, anyway, that was Belbarum's turn. It is the slod's turn again. It attempts to bite. It bites you.
Okay.
You get bit.
Hopefully this poisons me, something I have advantage against.
It's just piercing damage. I don't know where. I don't know
piercing damage.
I don't know where you got poison from.
I don't know, frogs.
No, that's toads.
Yeah.
You take 8 points
poison,
of damage.
Poison tree dart frog or whatever.
Critical hit.
Oh, god damn it.
Off form, quadruple damage, and you have disadvantage on melee attacks for your next 1d8
well,
rounds.
I guess just kind of effectively evened it out.
For the next 5 rounds, you have disadvantage.
Fuck. I might be dead.
Quadruple damage. Jesus Christ. You take... Okay, that could
be worse.
That's
not so bad. That's not so bad.
15 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Wee-woo, wee-woo. You're in 8 hit points, and then you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you feel...
More eggs.
Yeah, you're being filled. Dude, you're being filled. It's your turn.
Fuck. Okay, I'm going to pummel again, mm-hmm. Then I'm going to action surge and pummel again.
All right. Would you like to also use your bonus action to heal?
Yeah. Let me second wind.
You recover 6 hit points.
Oh, my God. I am just in the fucking wars for this fight. Not so helpful. He's full of eggs.
Hit. You hit 3 times.
Nice.
That's each of these is +3. You deal 20 points of damage.
All right.
Pretty sure he healed as well.
Huh? Huh, Adam?
I forgot it's slowly healing.
Pardon?
It's not important. Pardon?
Come again.
It's Belbarum's turn.
Can I push it 5 feet somewhere?
You could try.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to try and slip it into another dimension again?
Well, I can, yeah, if there's another dimension around me. Well, I can do it if I hit a creature with a bludgeoning attack. I can just move them 5
feet.
Yeah.
So are you trying to shunt it into another dimension?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's get it out of the way.
All right. You see a dimension you can shunt the slot into.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get it out of here. Hellos.
You shunt the slot. You don't push it up.
Yeah.
You don't push it down. You don't push it left. You don't push it right. You don't push it forward. You don't push it back. Mm-hmm. You don't even push it diagonal. The slot's just gone.
Okay, great.
And we're out of initiative. The slot has been pushed into a place it can't get back out of.
Okay, that's good.
Captain Belbarum.
You might need to open me up to get the eggs out.
Uno momento, per favor.
Is that gnomish?
Oh my god, their gnomish is amazing.
No, it's elven.
Oh,
sorry.
Of course. Yeah. I thought elves were French. It's not a one-to-one. Fair enough.
It's a rich tapestry.
Yeah.
One hand washes the other. Belbarum walks up to Tipper and kneels down in front of them. What was your plan here, Tipper? Tipper shakes his head slowly. You can see he's bleeding out. He's not much longer for this world. The gods, they're here. The gods are here. You're a crazy freak, aren't you, Tipper? One of those cultists. The gods are here. The gods are here. Belbarum looks back at you and says, I know you were born sexy yesterday.
Correct.
Are you much aware of the cults, the many factions within Fairburn Point?
I've been around Fairburn Point at least a month.
You don't know necessarily what cults are, but you do know some strange behavior takes place.
The city's been weird.
Yeah.
Weirder
and weirder of late, to be honest.
A little bit.
I don't want to call them fakers or anything like that. My powers come from an entity that I know to dwell within this tower. I would not say that it looked upon me favorably, per se. I do not know its methods or motives. All I know is that sometimes I receive a vision, I act upon that vision to keep my powers. A big reason why I am probably hunted by the Knights of Carcery.
I see.
Anyway, this is besides the point. There are a great deal many other entities, and a great deal more, even more than that, of people in and around Fairburn Point who take to worshipping such creatures. This fool here, and I assume Jim the One with him, are worshipping of some creature that lives within this tower. Tipper slowly shakes his head behind you. Or behind Belbarum, sorry. You can see, but yeah. Belbarum cannot. And then Tipper says, "No, Nardel dwells within, but invades." A big bloody grin splits open his face, and then Tipper dies.
I go over to Tipper.
Take his tongue.
No,
take
I his punch tongue. His guts in case there's any eggs in there.
No, I want to roll for it. Sure enough, you pull out an egg and you crush that egg.
I do the same thing like when me and Fish chum some fish up.
Sure, sure. You destroy his chest.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, Belbarum behind you says, "I'll just give me but a moment." And she slowly takes the eggs out of the back of your chest.
Thank you.
Fish. That's right. Your name is Fish. So upsettingly. Fish, you...
Oh, sorry. Mm? Sorry, The Matrix Revolutions. I'm so sorry to inconvenience you with Fish.
Yeah, right. A normal animal encountered daily. The Matrix Revolutions.
At least The Matrix Revolutions is a proper noun.
Fish is made proper by my name.
Yeah, you turned a regular noun into a proper noun.
The other kids called me Fish.
That's an extra mental labor I need to do. An extra calculation my brain needs to do every time.
Oh, capitalizing an F. That's making the curvy bit straight, Adam. That's fine.
Guess what? You don't need to capitalize. The Matrix Revolutions, because it came capitalized. You open the box and it's capitalized in there. Your name comes with some assembly required. This is definitely an important point. Anyway... Fish, you and Mr. Bellany, and of course Little Drop, Little Drop doesn't step out. Little Drop is being carried on your shoulder. The two of you with Little Drop on your shoulder step out into the corridor. All of this forms a rich tapestry. It's important that you knew.
That was an incredible noise you made. I want to see if I can replicate it. It's like the noise of a machine.
You got me, okay?
Casper's a machine stretching plastic over the top of a cup.
It was awesome.
You're in the corridor. Mr. Bellany is behind you. Little Drop is on your shoulder as well as you can remember. You're staring at that corridor. You look at the opposite end of the corridor and you can see there's another one of those. There's a plinth with a statue upon it. It is, once again, of that creature that we were saying before. Not the one that's half man, but the other one. The one with the eye stalks and then the regular stalks beneath.
The one that's you described it as monster.
Yeah, you described it as looking up at an octopus, I believe.
Yeah.
You know that this corridor intersects in some weird dimension with that other corridor. It's great how many times I could say that other corridor.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know that this is some sort of, once again, I wouldn't describe it as a T intersection or a cross intersection because they're not touching each other at a horizontal or a vertical or anything like that. They're touching themselves at something else entirely. You don't know exactly where that seam is. You could try turning on your fourth dimension vision and maybe you could see it via that. But maybe it's some sort of fifth dimension thing. We don't know.
I'll try.
All right. It is.
Oh, okay.
It's a fourth dimension thing. Ooh. As soon as you turn it on, you can see both corridors at the same time. You see where they intersect. There is, if you look up, there is a mural on the roof. Well, it's many different things, not just a roof. But you look up and you can see that there is, with a stone inlay, just colored stones. You can't really place necessarily what they are. They don't look like precious gems, just colored stonework. You can see that there is an eye looking down upon you. It also looks like it's casting a light.
Can I wave?
All right. Highs or lows, I guess.
Highs.
So?
Yes?
Waving at the eye, acting as if the eye is real. You watch this happen. Acting as if the eye is real makes the eye real. It winks.
Okay.
How do I know it's not a blink?
One eye.
Is it doing it cheeky style?
I think wink is by definition just one eye, so one-eyed creatures can only ever wink.
No, but I know what you mean, Cass. Is it like a... blink wink or a wink wink?
Yeah, is it cheeky or is it just trying to keep
is
the
it
dust
flirty?
Out? Yeah. Oh my god.
Cass? What would your first assumption be? Cheeky or not? What would your first assumption be?
Well, my character loves to have a bit of fun, so I think they would assume.
It looks playful.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, the definition of a wink is close and open one eye quickly, so one-eyed creatures can only ever wink.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, but Jackson gets it. Yeah. sure, I wink sure, back.
Sure. All right. It winks again.
Wink, wink, or wink, wink?
What would your first assumption be?
Wink. Wink, wink. Okay.
It's that.
I, like, throw a hand forward with a soft wrist, like, you.
It gives, like, a big eye roll, but you get, it doesn't feel like, the impression is not a sarcastic one. It's like it's being playful back.
Okay. Did you see a guy come through here?
It winks once.
Okay, one for yes, two for no. Do you understand?
One for yes?
Yeah.
Once.
Okay. I give a description of...
All right, so how old do you think the entity is?
Well, because it's being fun, I assume it's my age. Why wouldn't I?
All right, it winks once then. Yeah, that's fine. It winks once. If you think it's your age, you're surely at least a year old.
Oh, God. I see what's happened.
Wow, that took a while.
All right. I describe Tipper. I describe Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any of these guys come through?
It winks once.
Okay. Which way did they go? Look in the direction.
It looks in several directions. It looks back the way you came. Mm-hmm. Then it looks in the directions of... It looks in all four directions.
Damn.
You've asked a very complicated question.
Okay. Let's just look at Jim. Where'd Jim go?
Jim... It looks down towards the... When you were here originally, mm-hmm. It looks in both of those directions. So it presumably saw Jim come here when you first arrived.
Okay.
Then it looks in the direction that... then it looks in the direction of where you just came from, but it doesn't look in that fourth direction where there's that single solitary statue.
It doesn't look there.
Yeah, that's the only direction it doesn't look for Jim.
Okay. And what about Tipper?
For Tipper, it looks in the direction out of here, so back to that main corridor, which is how presumably Tipper got... Wait, sorry, did you say Tipper?
Yeah.
Oh, Tipper, I don't think it's seen Tipper from memory, so it doesn't do anything. It winks twice.
Okay. Thank you. So everywhere but the statue, it's seen someone go. We've known...
You're also searching for the Matrix Revolutions, unless you think that was him in the bag.
No. I will also...
It could be.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I hope not. I also describe the Matrix Revolutions and ask if this person has seen... Person? That seems polite. Has seen Matrix Revolutions.
One wink.
Ooh,
dangerous
whereabouts?
To start thinking of it as a person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. It looks back in the direction to the exit, if you will, back towards the main hallway. And then it looks in the direction of the statue, and then it looks in the direction that you just came from, where you fought that creature, or those creatures, I should say.
Okay. So from that, the only direction that we haven't been in that...
The eye shifts and moves so that it's no longer in the center, and then a second eye opens.
Oh my God, is this your friend?
The two eyes... look at each other, and then both of them wink once. It wasn't until just then.
Lovely to meet you.
What's Bellamy doing? Just watching, yeah,
he can't see this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's right, because you're in the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
You got such power here. What's to be done, fish?
What is indeed to be done?
Well, we'd also ask the other eye if they'd seen.
So I'm going to guess that you're going to assume that the other eye is about the same age as the first eye.
Yep, they're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're friends, of course. Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are now. the other eye.
Okay, what I would do.
Yeah.
So this other eye pops up. I'd be like, oh, is this your friend? Yes. Lovely to meet you. Okay, so I'm looking for my friends. We've been through here a few times. I'm just trying to find where they went next. So do you have, and then I describe Matrix Evolutions, Jim the One, Tipper, and I just go through the list again. Do I get any different answers?
Would you expect any different answers?
Yeah, well, because maybe
all right,
this
all right.
other eye has been elsewhere until now.
Yeah. I, of so course I it, don't ha- know, it has.
I don't know it where has, the other eye has, came from because I assume this is a different person.
I'm going to call that highs or lows.
Highs.
The second eye, once again, it's just an eye, so there's not a lot of expression that it can give. But it slowly winks twice to basically every question. It looks sorry to say that it hasn't seen anything.
That's so fine. Thank you for checking. Well, I guess we'll go toward the statue because it's. I think we've been everywhere else, but we haven't been toward the statue.
Both of them nod. Well, like the eyes go up and down.
Yeah.
The iris, whatever, you know what I mean.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything I should be careful about? I don't want to get hurt. I just want my friend back.
You would, I guess, naturally assume that they're local to the area, so they'd know a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them wink once. They look at each other, then they look at you, and they both wink once.
Ooh.
There's a bit of concern.
Oh, I wish you guys could warn me about what was coming.
And unfortunately, since you're quite confident they can't warn you.
Yep.
They can't.
Oh, that's so funny. I keep thinking how funny it would be if you were like, oh, this must be your girlfriend, and then the other eye got like cartoonish eyelashes and a little bow or something. Like a Minnie Mouse situation.
They look sad. Once again, obviously, just an eye.
Uh-huh.
But as best as you can tell, they both look... they both look sad that they can't help you more.
Is it scary?
They both... you've got a system. They both wink once.
Can you come with me?
If you're asking, I'm assuming you think it's possible, so they both wink once.
Do you have anything you could do to help protect me?
They wink once.
Would you like to come? You don't have to, but do you want to?
Oh, there's a bit of hesitation now.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I'm like, they might not want to.
Yeah,
but...
of course.
And now they maybe don't. They look at each other. There's some hesitation in the eyes. The first eye winks twice. No, sorry, winks once. The second eye winks twice.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you so much for even chatting to me.
It as best as an eye can, it nods and then it closes and then the other eye becomes central. The first eye becomes central again.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, I'm going to bring out some weapons. If you think it'll work, give me a wink.
It winks.
Okay. Daggers?
It thinks for a second and then twice.
Okay. Net?
Twice.
Okay. Hammer?
Twice.
Longbow?
Once.
All right. I just hold up my fists.
It winks three times.
What?
That's very dangerous.
It winks twice. Oh, no, it winks once. Actually, it winks twice, and then you see it thinks a second and then winks once.
So it's bad if I get close to it?
It winks once.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anything I can do to thank you?
What do you think it would want?
Well, because it's only an eye, I imagine it would want to see something fun. So, like, a dance or a handstand or something.
It winks once.
I guess I could do a little dance.
It, once again, it as much as an eye can, it nods. The iris goes up and down very vigorously. And it winks a bunch, but it seems like it's winking yes, 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 yes. That's the kind of impression you're getting.
Okay. Start to do a little dance.
This is awesome from Bellamy's perspective, where you're just looking at the ceiling, talking, and then start dancing.
Can I ask, lass, what exactly are you up to there?
I'm asking for help.
I got that much. You do as best a jig as you can. It's, shall we say, mediocre.
Ah, that's a shame.
Does it seem happy?
The eye seems somewhat satisfied.
Can you join in?
Okay, lass, I certainly can try. He, despite his reservations, puts a lot of effort into it, and he does a decent jig. The eye, wink, 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 along to Mr. Bellany's tapping feet.
Oh, I think I've made a friend.
So you have.
Yeah. I think I've made a friend. Anytime you want a jig, I'll do one for you. Bellamy, this is... Oh, my God. What's your name?
Fuck. What? Like, he couldn't even tell you even if you thought of a name for it.
Okay. Winky.
It winks once, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, what a guess.
Nailed it out the gate.
This is Winky, my friend. I am Fish. This is
Where can I ask is this Winky?
Winky's in the fourth dimension. I'm sorry.
Yes, can you see that?
Yeah, does Winky look like Winky likes my friend Mr. Bellamy? Oh, he does, because he was...
Well,
yeah,
would you think that?
He liked the jig.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. He likes the jig. Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, the eye seems quite comfortable with the two of you.
Ah, Winky likes you.
That's good to hear. It's nice to have made a friend in such dire circumstances.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Mr. Bellany says, get a good boy card, Cass. Mr. Bellany is quite obviously attempting to humor you.
Well, it was nice of him to jig anyway, because now we've both made a friend, so that's fine.
It's good. It's important.
Ah, this good boy card. I take all incoming damage for one ally this round.
Mm. Well, they take it for you.
If they're willing, and I've just made a friend.
Oh, that rules.
I love that it's called Get Behind Me. I just get into the fourth dimension. All right, well, let's head off.
All right. Meanwhile, in slightly more dire circumstances, shall we say.
We're okay.
You're in the vat room. Mm-hmm. There's back the way you came, basically.
And then there's the spiral staircase.
Yeah, spiral staircase up. You see Captain Bell Barham steps up to the base of the staircase, looks up, and you hear her say, oh, dear.
What's wrong?
It's, we're at the bottom of it.
The bottom of the tower?
No, yes, but not exactly what I meant. We're at the bottom of it all.
I go and have a look.
You look up, you're at the bottom of it all.
Oh, I see. You're helpful, understand.
This is the bottom. Everything else is above, everything and every time else is above you.
Nowhere to go but up.
You look back the way you came. The door is no longer there. There's no door. You're at the bottom.
This positive in some ways. We start climbing.
Do you want to go first or would you like...
I'll go first.
All right, cool. You...
She had a weird backwards magic earlier. She's in dire straits.
Fucked up by that. Yeah, absolutely. You ascend through many different times and places. At first, you're worried about how long this is taking because you're like, oh my God, we've been on this staircase for days. But then you remember, oh, it's fine. We're in a different time.
Yeah.
It's a day, but it's a day 20 years from now. Or it's an hour, but it's an hour a million decades before this date.
Lucky I'm only 4 weeks old. Yeah, so I don't have any preconceived notions of what's normal.
And then as you're
walking up as well, maybe you're also like, am I aging? But you're like, oh, no, 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 this was years ago. I wasn't even born then. I couldn't be aging right now.
Oh, my God. Confusing. I try and just block it out as I go up.
Eventually, at a certain point, you see that the staircase has a break in it. Something's been shattered as part of the staircase. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should also say as well that unless you directly interact, it's quite obvious that the times, places, the people that you're passing through are not aware of you.
Okay.
You can see that you are quite obviously in a dimension they are unable to perceive.
Yeah, no worries.
You get about as high as you can up to that break. Maybe mm-hmm. you stick your head out and have a look around. All you see around in infinite direction all around you, you see fields upon fields upon fields of corn.
You hearing this, cats? I'm in motherfucking corn row.
They're screaming.
Oh no, the corn's in danger!
You see many in armor fashioned after corn. You see many knights running around screaming to themselves, the corn! The corn's disappearing!
I have a deep, powerful urge to help, Adam.
You want to enter in?
Yeah, I enter corn realm.
All right, you step into corn realm. One of the knights spots you as soon as you step out because you cut quite a big swathe.
Yeah. You're not corn.
You're very obvious. One of the knights clocks you and calls over, what are you doing here? You need to flee. You look behind. You can see, sure enough, the fields of corn are slowly just like...
Oh,
disappearing
no.
into dust. You can see the entirety of Corn Realm is slowly disappearing.
Oh no, you put Corn Realm in to kill it.
Oh no.
Cruel fate.
Adam, that's so mean.
The knight, Captain Belparum steps out behind you as well. You hear her whisper, what are we doing here, son? Before you're able to respond, one of the corn knights grabs you and starts dragging you. You're in mortal danger! The corn's disappearing! Someone is destroying it! It's being consumed for some... He stops. What's that in your heart, son?
Blood?
No. He lets go of you, takes a couple steps back. A bunch of the other corn knights have become attracted to this commotion.
Yeah.
All of them are staring at you. The corn, it's within you.
What?
You hear in your own ears, gugunk, gugunk.
Have a corn heart?
Why? The corn around Fairburn Point was consumed, destroyed to fuel an army. You, he points.
I know nothing of this.
The corn knights draw their weapons.
Oh my god, I gotta fight the corn knights!
We're going to initiative.
Oh my god!
Because of lore that you are not aware of.
This has got nothing to do with me. I don't even know if I'm part of that army. I'm just a guy who fell in the sea.
Yeah, who put you in the drink?
I don't know. I imagined I was part of some... battalion, and I got donked on the head and fell off a cliff. Maybe now, as the camera pans up, there's just a huge donk in the side of my helmet, a big divot where a coconut fell on me.
You're on a cliff with a coconut tree.
Yeah, a big palm tree above me. Glory to the evil. And bonk! Washed up on the shore. So helpful. Okay, what are the powers of a corn? Can pop if they get too hot. That's all I can think of.
The corn knight that you were speaking to, the one that you were closest to, goes first. You can see is all of the other corn knights appear to have corn decals on their armor. It's metal armor, but inlaid with, it looks like a field. Sorry?
Oh, fields. Okay,
yeah, fields of wheat. Yeah. Looking upon their armor, it looks like, a tableau of a field, or fields, I should say, sorry, of wheat.
Of wheat, but or this, corn?
Corn, sorry. Corn.
Those are the wheat knights. They're a completely different group of guys, yeah.
But this one that you were speaking to, his armor looks like it is made of corn.
Whoa!
He draws his weapon. You will be slain, enemy of the corn!
I don't know what you're talking about. I am neutral toward corn.
He draws.
I heard you say, Jackson.
It did.
He draws his weapon, a lance made out of corn.
Whoa.
And charges you with it.
This is so full on. Okay.
Lance Armstrong's nearly a. Not. It could be one of those names. Like, if he was born in night times.
Yeah, that's true.
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
while within sight of Korn, all Korn knights get advantage on their attacks.
Of course. What's that line from Narnia? Don't speak to me of the old magics, Adam. I was there before they were born.
A regular hit and then a critical hit.
Oh, damn it.
God damn, so helpful. You take 12 points of regular damage.
Oh, my God. Am I about to take Korn damage?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I got to get out of Korn Realm.
And then you take...
Korn Realm is dangerous for the un-Korn.
You take 1 point of Korn damage.
What? What's happening?
You are on 1 hit point.
Okay, is it my turn?
It is.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Do they have anything else? No, that's it. That's it. Yeah, it's your turn.
I maybe turn my big head to Captain Belbarum. We must leave the Korn. It is not safe.
You, looking back at Captain Belbarum, you see that the staircase, because it's in a fourth dimension, is no longer visible to you.
Do I remember where it was?
No. No, okay. You don't.
Adam, I'm about to do something insane.
I'm excited.
I punch myself in the head. Then I use my crusher ability to shunt myself 5 feet into another dimension.
I, unfortunately, because you can't see where it is, you don't know which way to push yourself.
Can I just go, like, previously I could just kind of try and gauge one was?
Previously you made this check, but you failed the check this time.
Oh, okay, I see. I thought it was just at random. Okay, yeah. Well, that's no good. And I don't really have any gauge of where the staircase was, you were saying.
Yeah, you can't really remember exactly. It's because you need to navigate an extra dimension. It's not about just standing in the right spot. It's about standing in the right several spots.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess I will go and I'll just attack the Korn Knight that's attacking me.
Okay.
Try and pop him.
You... critical miss.
Oh,
he hit you twice. I'm sorry, I didn't roll both damages.
Oh, well, I'm on one
and
hit.
And it was a critical hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's right,
and
I forgot.
I'm on one hit
I'm so
point.
Sorry, you didn't even have this.
I didn't
this
even have the chance.
Didn't even happen to you.
What's up, dude?
It's fine. Maximum quadruple damage. If this attack kills you, all allies who can see you have advantage. Oh.
That's
oh,
nice.
It's all heroic end, yeah.
Okay.
All allies who can see you have advantage on their attacks. For 8 rounds. All right.
Okay.
That's good for Captain Pilborum.
Am I about to die? Adam, quadruple damage couldn't kill me, right?
Quadruple damage would be...
Adam.
I don't know.
Plus the Korn damage.
No, not
shut
the
up.
Korn damage.
Hang on. I need to do a quick math.
Oh, no. I've taken too much Korn damage.
If this is what kills you...
If I die in Korn Realm, that's what a...
You die in real life.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. You don't die,
yeah.
But that was close.
Fuck. Stabbed in a million places by a million Korn swords.
So helpful, everything goes dark.
Oh, no.
And then the regular Korn Knights. Whoa! Okay, that's a lot of Korn javelins. Nah, those are just decals. They're not actually made out of corn. They're not a corn captain.
The price of legitimized Korn Realm has been great.
Captain Belbarum gets hit several times.
Oh, no.
Could be worse.
I shouldn't have let Captain Belbarum take the slod eggs out of me. Then at least we would have brought the fight back to Korn Realm. What if frogs love corn?
All right, and... We'll get back to you.
Okay.
Oh, no, actually, no. We'll make your death saving
throw. Yeah, that's what I was... Yeah. That's a shame. 10?
That's a success.
15.
Okay, you... Oh. Highs or lows? Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? Okay. You wake up in a cave. You are still on 0 hit points, but you're conscious of your surroundings.
Okay.
You're in a dank, dark cave. You can see a little pool of light. It's water, but there's light coming off the water.
Okay.
You can see Captain Belbarum is... You hear the water... Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. She's doing something at the water.
Okay, can I, like... I got my eyes closed or anything? Can I open up?
You can't move or do much, but you can speak if you want.
So helpful is glad to see Captain Belbarum survived.
She turns around and sees that you're roused.
Ah, lad, it's a good thing you didn't die.
That is true.
I managed to get us out of Corn Realm.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good boy card?
Yes.
Sick.
Nice.
You can see she hasn't told you everything.
Where are we now?
Where I couldn't find anywhere safe, or not safe. This place I think is safe, but I couldn't find a place that was, I tried to find a temple of sorts to take you first, but I couldn't find any such place.
Why?
This is the best I could do.
Why did you try to take me to a temple?
To heal you, son.
Oh.
You're wounded.
I look down at the corn damage across my body.
You can see little flecks of
kernels.
Yeah, little kernels of corn.
No. Getting kernels fucked up. I like it.
Oh, they'll pop one day.
Yeah. And they might have made out of metal too. Very confusing.
Oh, no, they're not made out of metal. They're corn.
Oh, my God.
You were hit with corn.
So I have corn growing on me now?
It's embedded in you. The corn, it looks like corn. It's definitely not metal, but whatever nature, whatever is to this, it's pure corn, basically.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
it's
yeah,
the
yeah.
corniest corn that could exist. And as such,
it's the platonic corn.
You would need a harder corn to break this corn.
Oh, my God. Fucking hell. All I need is rest, I say. I will heal in time.
All right, I believe we're somewhere quite far in time, perhaps. It was the safest place I could find us. I think we might be near, if not at, the beginning.
Oh. Can I, like, I guess I can't move.
Yeah.
What is the pool of water you're at?
It's everything, she says.
Oh.
This is a... what creation sprung from. Either the gods made from it, or it made the gods, I'm not sure.
Be careful.
Yeah, she says.
Don't fall in.
I wouldn't dream of it, she says.
Okay.
Anyway, you haven't any need of food.
No.
I have some in my... She pats one of her satchels.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, while we're like this, I can't get any message out, because... Little Drop's not going to be alive for some time.
Well, I don't know. Do we need to wait?
Well, I was thinking perhaps, since I've got some food, and since you don't need to eat.
Yes.
Perhaps we could just wait, like a...
You will
if
need
a day
food
exists yet.
Eventually.
Well, I don't mean to stay. I mean to rest for a little while.
I see. Okay.
I just... I'm kind of missing some important magics, and I need to sit a while and think on it.
Okay. I rest my eyes, my red glowing eyes, down, and I'll hibernate.
You and Captain Belbarum take a long rest.
The longest rest anybody's ever taken.
You recover one level of exhaustion.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I forgot I was suffering that. Fuck.
Big suffer.
That's probably why I suffered so badly in Corn Realm. Also, I mean, corns. One of the most powerful magics.
It's not a type of magic.
You're right. Sorry, sorry, sorry. It's something else.
It won't be for much longer.
What's happening to Corn Realm?
It's being consumed.
Oh, fuck.
To fuel the Iron Golem army.
Fucking hell.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.